take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio is just getting hotter, and we have an all-star lineup just for you. Mondays, conversations with Joe and Jay at 7:30 a.m. Tuesdays, victory over the waste of life with author Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministry with Dr. Apostle Forrest L. Walker Sr. at 5 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4:30 p.m. Also, Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Fridays, the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, by appointment only. Saturdays is Saturdays Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones at 11 a.m., followed by the Locker Room with Coach D at 4 p.m. Sundays, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. with the Familia. Catch all of TPV Radio programming on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Also, Live 365, tune in, and all of our podcasts, social media platforms. Walk with us in relationship, purpose, and promise. And let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to TPV Virtual Radio. It's live right now on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
Eat all the meat up, yo. Spit the bones out. Drink all the milk up. Start acting like you grown now. Not just a hero, you a doer of the word, right? Now that you hear, hey, what you doing with the word, right? Hey, poetic, bring the drums in. Let me preach a little. Just let me speak a little. Trying to get the streets delivered. Hey, marijuana ain't got nothing on my Jesus, bro. And if you want it, you can have
it's
some of
your
Jesus,
cousin,
bro.
Your
nothing
brother,
changed,
your
breaking
nephew,
chains like we supposed to do.
Of real
keep the money,
talk,
keep the fame. I
Pastor
say no to you.
Byron,
you don't need a microphone, some of you need some. You don't need a microphone, some of you need some. Stop. Get that boy your vacuum and some window.
Hey, what's going on, everybody. Hey, you already know, you heard from the intro, hey, it's your brother, your cousin, your nephew. Hey, this is Pastor Byron Sago, Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, Real Talk. And hey, yo, we welcome you to Real Talk for May 13th of 2021. So look, I appreciate everybody that's with us. I know it's been a minute, but it's all good, though. It's all good. It's a lot of content that you gotta put into these things when you get ready to do these shows. So look, I appreciate everybody for being with us again. Shout out everybody that's coming on. If you're looking at this a little bit later, hey, we really, really appreciate you for riding with us. And look, always before I begin, I definitely always want to send a shout out to TPV Radio Network, Pastor Chris Newton, Lady Shanice Newton, all the TPV Radio family. We appreciate you for all that you do, and y'all doing some great stuff, and they continue to ride with TPV Radio, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you miss the ride, you're going to miss them. If you don't join in with this with this movement that's going on with TPV Radio, and you're going to miss it. So join in with them right now, ride with them. And again, I salute everybody, everybody. I want to send a big shout out to my wife, Lady Tanya Sago. We appreciate everything you do. My kids, Malcolm and Ebony, I send both of them some shouts out. We appreciate everything that you do. And look, everybody that's riding with Light of Hope Fellowship Ministry, Blessings on the Block Community Outreach, look, we appreciate you because we out here in the streets trying to do it for God's glory, and serving God's people. So, look, I got a couple of announcements real quick before. Well, let me say this. Let me go back real quick. Big shout out to TV Radio again for Stellar Award Considered. I think it's Stellar Award. Stellar Award Considered, right? I hear the claps and the shouts. So, Stellar Award Considered. Stellar Award Considered. Again, TPV Radio is on the move, y'all. So get them while you can get them. Don't ride their coattails. Get them while you can get them. So I wanted to say that. So hey, real quick, a couple of quick announcements. Hey, with Light Hope Fellowship Ministries. Hey, join us Mondays at 4:30 a.m. Yes, I said 4:30 a.m. Every Monday, 4:30 a.m. on the Daily Gospel Network. You can check us out there. And we have Friday services and Sunday services. So check us out, Facebook Live, Light Hope Fellowship Ministries, Living on the Block Community Outreach. Our next event, we're going to be out at the Corpus Cove, the Housing Authority in Corpus Cove. We're going to be distributing some things out there at the Housing Authority in Corpus Cove. So check us out on Facebook. You'll see these announcements falling on Facebook, and then you're going to see them on the TPV Radio webpage as well. And be on the lookout for Blessings on the Block. My Facebook page, y'all. Our website is coming up real soon. We're working on that. We got Pastor Chris Nunes doing some great work on getting our website up to par. So shout out to them. So look, on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into a subject. Now, you already know we don't do politics, right? We don't do politics. But we make sure that we stay abreast on what's going on, and we make sure that our politics are in line. If we talk about politics, anything that we talk about that may be controversial, that's in line with God's word. It's real important. That's how we do it at TV Radio. We don't go off the cuff. We don't start talking about stuff that we don't know about and start bringing in all this craziness that's dealing with too much crazy stuff. All right? So, look, on tonight, this show right here, we're going to talk about gun control. Yeah, I said gun control. All right. But look, we're going to talk about it from a standpoint on how Christians should view gun control. On how Christians should view gun control. That's what we're going to talk about. Now, look, we already know that there has been, we've seen everywhere, almost every day, we hear something about a mass shooting, this mass shooting, or there's something going on, or the active shooter. We hear about it every day on the news, almost, it seems like every day. Everywhere you turn, we're talking about all these mass shootings with all these different types of guns and things like that. Now, the United States of America has come to a point where it's going to try to control the guns. Now, let me ask everybody a question. Now, look, and we're going to talk about this in the biblical context as well, because you'll see in the Bible that the Bible says nothing about guns. All right? The Bible says nothing about guns. What we do see in the Bible, we see that the Bible, throughout the Bible, from the beginning all the way up until through David and Jesus and all the wars and all the battles that went on, weapons were always there. A form of weaponry was always there. All right? And the Bible doesn't say, listen to me, the Bible doesn't say that we can't protect ourselves. The Bible doesn't tell you thou shalt not protect yourself. That's not what the Bible says. So, now look, the Bible was written long before the invention of any type of gun. Before any type of gun, the Bible had been long written. So the phrase gun control, This word, gun control, the two words, gun and control, won't be found in the Bible. It will not be found in the Bible. So don't go looking for it, all right? However, the Bible records many accounts of wars, battles, and the use of weapons. Now, we got to know that in order for us to be, if we say we're Christians, we got to go back and we got to look at Christian history, and we got to look at all the people that died, all the battles, all the wars that went on just for Christianity to be where it is today, all right? There's a lot of weapons that had to be used for us to be able to freely worship as Christians today. Now, again, we're talking about this gun control thing. Now, there have been a lot of followers of Christ that has talked about this gun control, and followers of Christ that have weapons. And it's okay for you, if you're a follower of Christ and you're a Christian, it's okay to have a weapon. It's okay to have a gun. The Bible doesn't tell you that you can't have a gun, all right? But what happens is when we have these followers of Christ, these Christians who say they're Christian, and then they hear about this gun control, now they want to go way out in left field and say, well, no, they're controlling me, and they're violating my amendment right to carry the right to bear arms. That's not what people are telling you to do, all right? They're not denying your right to bear arms. But I do have a question. Why, if you're not in the military, okay, and I served 24 years, why do you need an M4? Why do you need an AR-15? It's just a question, all right? It's people's choice if they want to have a AR-15 or M4 in their weapon arsenal. But the thing is that you shouldn't have to walk around the city with an M4. If you want to walk around the city with an M4, won't you raise your right hand and say I do and join the military, and you can walk around any city you want to, all right, with an M4 in your hand, all right, and you can be like this is the Wild Wild West, all right? That's not what this is about. So the fact of gun control, Christians, the fact of gun control is them cracking down on people putting having weapons in their hands that shouldn't have weapons in their hands. Because there's people out there that shouldn't have weapons in their hands. There's people out there that have issues, all right, that should not have weapons in their hands. And that's the control part. That's what the government is trying to control. But there are Christians out there that are jumping on the bandwagon with the left side and the right side, saying that you are violating my constitutional right to bear arms. It's not what it's doing. Now, if you are a Christian, what you should be understanding and what you should be doing is that when you hear this word gun control and the government says that you have to do A, B, C, and D in order to be able to have this weapon, as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, you should be saying, okay, I'm going to abide by the law of the land. We already understand that. And the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us to obey it, to follow the laws of the land. So if laws are put in place, why are there some Christians that are trying to buck the system and feeling that somebody is violating their constitutional rights? And that's not what it is. As a Christian, you should be looking back at the Bible, because if you say the Bible is true in everything that it says, all right, the Bible tells you that you should obey the laws of the land. So if whatever state that you're living in, and they say that in order for you to have your weapon, okay, you need to register it, or you need to have some type of training, or you need to have some type of psychological test for you to have that weapon, and it's in law, then that's what you should do. That's what you should do. And if you don't do it and you get caught, then you're going to be in trouble. But that's what you should do to avoid all those things. Now, the Christians are called to submit to governing authorities. Now, let me talk about submitting to governing authorities. We submit to governing authorities, all right, when that government authority is in line with what the Bible says. That's when you submit to government authorities, all right? Well, what I'm saying is, if you have a government official, okay, that's demanding that people do things that go against, totally go against what the Bible says. It totally go against what God's word says. Then you have the right according to what your beliefs are, what the Bible says. You have that every right to say, no, I'm not going to do that, because that goes totally against what my Bible says. That goes totally against of what my God says. So that's what you do when it says obey governing officials, okay? Now, when they obey governing officials, like I said, we ought to obey the land. If we're Christians, we ought to obey the law of land. And Romans 12 tells us that. Romans 13 tells us that. Peter 2 and 13 tells us that. The second chapter, verses 13 through 17, tells us to obey all these laws of the land. So as a Christian, we can't buck the system, okay? We can't say that, no, I'm not doing it because it's violating my rights, and say you're a Christian when the Bible tells us otherwise. When the Bible tells us that we should obey those laws of man, that we should listen to those governing authorities. So when it comes to gun control, us as Christians, as believers, as followers of Christ, we have to be able to submit to that. We have to be able to submit to that. If the law says that you as a person in the United States of America, if you can't have any type of assault rifles, that you have to turn your assault rifles in, okay, because there's no need for you to have an assault rifle when you're not in the military and you're not on any type of SWAT team, you don't work in any type of law enforcement, you just got an M4, you just got an AR-15, you just got all these semi-automatic weapons, all right, just because you want to have them, just to say that you have one. And if the government says, no, you don't have to turn that thing in because there's no need for you to have that. If that is law, okay, if that is law, and that's what the law says, as Christians, we should do what the law says, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. Do what the law says. Now, the Bible records many accounts of, like I said, wars, battles, and use of weapons, but warfare is presented as a part of living in the fallen world. And one thing we got to understand is this, all right? Weapons are an object that has no life. I think it's called an inanimate object, all right? It has no life, all right? A gun can't stand up and shoot nobody. All right, a gun can't, a magazine can't load its own rounds. All right, the magazine is not alive. Bullets are not alive. All right, bullets can't jump in a magazine, and then the magazine can't just all of a sudden slide itself in a weapon into a gun, and a gun can't stand up on its own and pull the trigger itself. That's not how it happens. All right, so what we got to get is that the control has to begin with the people who has a weapon. And what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with sin. All right? We're dealing with sin. All right? The guns, again, the guns are not alive. The guns have no nature. There's nothing to the guns except it's a big blob of metal that's been formed, and it does what it's supposed to do. That's what the gun does. The gun does what it's supposed to do. Okay? But it's the people. All right, us that are sinful in nature, that go out and do sinful things with those things, all right, that are supposed to be used for good. So as Christians, what we got to understand when it comes to gun control, ladies and gentlemen, all right, the government, when the government says gun control, all right, as Christians, if you are a follower of Christ and you confess that with your mouth, that you are a follower of Christ, that you live a life for Christ, then you have to make the decision. Either you're going to live for Christ all the time, or you're going to live for Christ when it's convenient. Either you're going to live for Christ when all the time and through all things, even when it comes to things that you oppose, even when it comes to things that you might not say, okay, either you're going to ride with Christ even during those times, or you're not going to ride with Christ. You're going to ride with Christ all the time, or you're going to ride with Christ none of the time. And it comes when it comes to gun control. And we're talking about gun control as Christians. We're not just talking about as a person who doesn't follow Christ, because everybody doesn't follow Christ. Everybody doesn't believe that there is Christ. Everybody doesn't think that there is a God. We're talking about those ones that confess with their mouths that they do follow Christ. Okay? Now, we hear the Bible does not, like I said, the Bible don't forbid the possession of weapons, and neither does it command such possession. Okay? Laws may come and go, but the goal of the believer in Jesus Christ remains the same, to glorify the Lord. So in everything we do, all right, we glorify God. Even when it comes to these situations, these issues of gun control. And all things that we do, our portion, our point, our main concept is to glorify God, even when it comes to things like gun control. As Christians, even if we have weapons, our goal, even if we choose to have guns, and some Christians don't choose to have guns. Some people don't have guns, Christian or not. Some people just don't have guns, and that's okay. That's their choice. But when you do have guns, again, it goes back to the laws of the land. Okay? Now, we don't have a problem when it comes to obeying the law on the land, when it tells you got you need to have a driver's license, and every year or every 5 years you go back, you got to renew your driver's license. That's not a problem. Now, what we have to understand, driving is a privilege. It's not a right. All right? You don't have to have the privilege of driving, because your driving privileges can be revoked. Okay? Because either because you had too many tickets, or you've had too many accidents, or you don't have no insurance, or you've been called DUI, or you've been charged with vehicular manslaughter and all this type of things, your license can be revoked. Okay? And people don't seem to have a problem with that. All right? Because again, having a driver's license is a privilege and not a right. The same thing with carrying a weapon. All right? If you're a felon, you are not supposed to have a weapon, okay? If you are a convicted felon, you're not supposed to have a weapon. And if you get caught with a weapon, you're going back to jail quickly. So in order to control those things from happening, those people who want to do harm to people, because there are people out there who just want to do harm to people, people out there who want to do harm to people, that control of those weapons is smart. That control of the weapons is smart. And as Christians, we should sit back and we should listen and say, yeah, that's smart, because there are some people out there that just don't need weapons. Look, let me be real. There's some Christians out there that don't need weapons. They don't need them. They shouldn't have them, because They just don't need it, because some have those anger issues. Yeah, there are people who follow Christ who have anger issues. There are people who follow Christ who have problems with dealing with things and stuff like that. So the gun control is to prevent those type of things from happening. And as Christians, we should be standing behind anything that deals with stuff that's gonna make this world better for God's people. That's what we should be doing. Not bucking against the system. Not saying, no, you're violating my rights. No, you're doing this. You can't tell me what to do. That's my right to have a weapon. That's my right to bear arms. Yes, it is your right, because the Constitution tells you that. But if you don't need that, all right, and you have problems, or you've already, and you have to do an extra step to get this type of weapon, or they're banning you being able to go and get one of those the weapons where you can put together and stuff like that, then that's what you should do. You should adhere to those laws, you should adhere to those rules, and you should follow them, because the Bible tells us that. All right? Now, remember back when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the mob came to grab Jesus, and and Peter took the sword and chopped, I think it was a centurion, but chopped the one of the soldiers' ears off, all right? And Jesus got on Peter's case and said, look, no, that ain't cool. That's not what I want you to do. I don't want you to do that, okay? Because, number one, what Peter was doing, Peter was getting in the way of what was already set to happen. Peter was getting in the way of that. Peter was becoming a roadblock into what was supposed to happen to Christ. And then Peter was using that, all right, out of what it was supposed to be for. They weren't in a battle, okay? Peter wasn't protecting himself. Peter was in a sense of trying to protect Jesus. And Jesus was like, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. That's not what that's for. So a lot of times people take that particular scripture and say, yeah, well, Peter cut out somebody's ear, so I'm going to go cut somebody's ear off too because they did it in the Bible, so it's cool to do. No, that's not that's totally out of context, all right? It's totally out of context. So again, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about this gun control. Look, we have to get into the weeds of this gun control because this gun control is important. This gun control, as Christians, we have to step up. We have to step up and we have to stand behind these laws that's coming up because all these laws are in place are not to try to keep people from living free lives. They're not to be put in place to keep people from being able to be in the land of the free and the home of the brave, quote unquote. It's not what they're doing. It's not what these gun control laws are doing. What these gun control laws are doing is to make things more streamlined and to cut out all of this stuff that's happening. Now, are we ever going to cut out any of this violence? No. Because if somebody really wanted to get a gun, they're going to figure out a way to get it. If somebody really wanted to get a gun and go do a crime, they're going to figure out a way to get it. They are going to figure out a way to get it. But what we have to understand is, again, controlling this stuff. Because, look, ladies and gentlemen, God is tired. Believe it or not, God is tired. God is so fed up with all this stuff that's happened. On the news, a six-year-old brought a gun to school and shot two of their classmates. I'm sorry, a sixth grader. She was in the sixth grade. So why would how did a sixth grader get a gun? Where did a sixth grader get a gun from? Now, I guarantee that sixth grader didn't go to the store and buy it themselves. So where did that sixth grader get that gun from? And I'm not saying that gun control would have prevented that, but I guarantee you that some way, somehow, that there could have been some checks and balances in there to where maybe that wouldn't have happened. There's no need for a sixth grader to bring a gun to school and shoot two classmates. There's no need for that to happen. Now, is gun control going to solve the issue? No, I'm not saying gun control is going to solve the issue, like I said before, but what gun control will do, gun control will put in a whole bunch of checks and balances. All right? And as Christians, listen to me, as Christians, we got to do better. As Christians, we have to understand what the law says. And as Christians, we have to be able to stand behind the laws, all right, that are in line with what God says. And we can talk about a lot of laws that are in place that are not in line with what God says. That are not in line with what God's word says. We can talk about a lot of laws that are not like that. But what we have to understand is, even through the midst of that, even in the middle of all those laws that are in place that don't line up with God's word, we as Christians should continue to move forward, right? Move forward and give God glory in the midst of all those laws that are contrary to what God says. We got to do it, ladies and gentlemen. And we got to stop bucking the system. We got to stop acting like we all that. And we got to do what the Bible tells us to do in everything we do. So look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna finish up with this gun control. And again, this is a tough subject, ladies and gentlemen. This is not one of those shows where, you know, it's all peaches and cream. This is a tough subject. We're talking about something that a lot of people don't agree with, but it needs to be talked about from a Christian standpoint, and we gotta do it. So look, we gotta pay some bills, ladies and gentlemen. TPV gotta check in. I'll see you in a second. One love.
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
This is God's Journey Child, Fed Old Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Hey. Hey.
I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got that
life and death all in my speech. Spirit cleans me like it's bleach. I can see us baptizing 10,000 on Miami Beach. Here comes a hurricane. They say you should hurry, man. Keep it calm. I'm the type that's bold enough to speak to storms. Yeah, power squad. You can catch us on the yard. Demons trembling and fear. They don't know if it's me or God. Jesus gave the kingdom key so I can do the will. And if you cannot see the light, you need to pay your power bill.
I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body, all over my body. I feel like I got that working all over my... Wait, hey. Didn't it say I supposed to get some?
Look how my power drip. Man, I hate the power trip. But your battery is dead. Plug into this power strip. Just to do the will. You get power to forgive. You get power just to live. Power just to pay them bills. But it's more to me. Throw the mountains in the sea. Now unto him that can do exceeding and abundantly. Power to face them fears. Power to redeem them years. You got power to speak life. Now go pass it to your peers.
I got the Holy Ghost working all over my body. All over my body. I feel like I got that working all over my...
Wait, hey. Didn't it say I'm supposed to get some
power? Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
power.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
power, power, power.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
power,
Holy Ghost,
power,
Holy Ghost,
power,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, yep. Holy Ghost,
power,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Things are changing cause revival's coming. I see the love of God never failing. I see the team of my own never trailing. And I see that daddy's home and never bailing. I see they talk it out and never yelling. I see we love each other and we telling. And they what you told me, I'm never telling.
Ain't I supposed to dance? Go on and lift my hands. Knock them on the floor. Foam at the mouth, fall in the trance. Off that
power.
Nah, I'm supposed to pray each and every day. Fast even so I can't get even with these demons. With that
power.
I devour scripture, can I get a witness? Speaking in them unknown tones, they think I'm drunk on liquor. It's that
power, power.
Can I get a witness? I'm supposed to witness when that spirit hit me.
This is God's Journey Child, Fed Old Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to Real Talk with Pastor Sago, right now on TPV Radio.
Right on. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. You just heard Mr. Dale, and Emmanuel Vasquez. Mr. Dale featuring Emmanuel Vasquez. But look, we are back. And again, hey, you already know that TV Radio, they're always pumping those hot tracks, So much love for them. So look, as we get back to this show, we're talking about gun control, all right? Now, listen to me. Christianity supports personal freedom. We already know that, all right? Everybody knows that as a Christian, we got that personal freedom. We got that personal choice. And the Bible doesn't talk about anything about gun control. Remember, the Bible doesn't say anything about gun control. You won't see gun control in the Bible. Now, it becomes a freedom of freedom and individual choice. All right, and America has embraced the concept of personal freedom, and we talk about this personal freedom, and we got to understand that debates over whether to control guns or how much to control them depend largely on political and philosophical arguments, not moral ones. It has nothing to do with morals. It has to do with philosophical, and it has to do with political. It has to do with politics. And philosophical thoughts about this thing, all right? Because you're gonna have one side, all right? You're gonna have one side that's saying that gun control is a bad thing. Then you're gonna have the other side that says gun control is a good thing, all right? And it also has to do with philosophies and thoughts and all that type of stuff, all right? As Christians, what we gotta do. Now, everybody who's Christian, they got their political thoughts. That's cool. That's fine. Everybody got their philosophical thoughts about it, all right? And their political thoughts about it. They're Republican Christians. They are independent Christians, Democratic Christians, whatever you want to follow. And that's okay, all right? But as Christians, all right, I'm talking about followers of Christ, all right, we got to take the politics out of it, all right, and we got to look at what God's word says. That's what we got to do. We got to do what's right by God's word. What does God's word say? How should we deal with this stuff in God's word? God's word doesn't say nothing about gun control, but God's word says that we should listen to the laws, we should follow the laws of the land. What I'm going to do, because I follow Christ, I'm going to follow the laws of the land. If I have an arsenal of weapons, all right, and the law tells me that I got to do A, B, and C in order to keep my weapons, as a Christian, what we should do is we should do A, B, and C in order to keep our weapons to make sure that we are pleasing to God, make sure that what we're doing, all right, is acceptable to God. That's what we should be doing, not bucking the system. Not going on Facebook and all these in Twitter or whatever it is in Instagram and putting all these crazy posts up here, all right, talking about this person is doing this and this person is doing that, and then in the same breath, about an hour later, now you're putting up a scripture about God, but you just been blasted somebody on Facebook about a gun control issue. And then in the next breath, you're talking about, you're trying to put a scripture, trying to make somebody turn to God by putting a little scripture up there. You can't do that. Look, we're going to have to walk the walk and we're going to have to talk the talk. That's what we got to do as Christians. And look, this gun control thing, look, people have been killing people since the beginning of time, since the beginning. And we know what the first murder was. The first homicide was between Kanye and Abel. We got that. We understand it. That was the first homicide, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the first murder happened between Kanye and Abel. Now look, taking weapons out of circulation, like I said, taking people's weapons out of circulation, it is more difficult, but by no means is it going to stop this stuff from happening. Why is it not going to stop this stuff from happening? Because of the singing. So trying to core this issue and make people understand, look, we are not trying to take your weapons from you. We're not trying to tell you that you can't have these weapons, because if you look at it, it's not what these things are doing. It's not what these laws are doing that they're trying to put in place. It's not what this is doing. It's not trying to tell you can't have it. It's not trying to tell you that you can't buy one. It's not saying that. What it's saying, what it's doing, is it's trying to make it difficult for people who don't need them, not having the ability to get them. That's what it's doing. It's not taking your rights away. It's not taking your right to bear arms away. It's not taking your constitutional right to bear arms away. That's not what it's doing. It's making things, it's bringing things under control. I talked about having driver's licenses earlier. If states didn't have control on who can't get driver's license, there'll be 100,000 trillion cars out here of people driving, with people who don't need to be driving. That means if it wasn't a control set on who can get driver's licenses, at what age you can have driver's licenses, then you can have a 5-year-old that just want to jump in the car and decide they want to drive a car. And it's happening before. Anybody be driving cars. But again, that's the point of this gun control. That's the point of it, to control who is getting these things. And again, it goes back to us as Christians. It goes back to us as quote unquote followers of Christ. If we confess it with our mouth that we're followers of Christ, all right, why are we feeling that the system is violating something? The system is violating our constitutional rights, and the system is not doing that. What you're doing is you're Christian. You church folk, you're bucking the system, okay? And you're not standing behind what God's word says. Now, are all Christians doing that? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying. All are not doing that. That's what I'm saying. Some. There are some out there, all right, avid hunters. That's okay that you have your gun. There are some out there that you like to hunt or whatever the case might be. All right, I got that. That's okay. But again, it goes back to no need for you to have an M4 or AR-15 in your arsenal in your home. Why? Tell me why. Please, somebody explain to me why. Just because you want it, just because you can go buy it, or just because you can build it, that's why you have it? So you can say I have one in my home, and you can go to the range every now and then and shoot it? That's why you have it? But again, it goes back to free choice. It goes back to free choice. But if laws come up that says you don't need that and you're not going to buy it and we're not going to be able to make it available for you to buy, then as Christians, that's what we should do. We should raise our hands up and say, okay, hey, I got it. And really sit back and think about it. And see God and say, yeah, why do I really need an AR-15? Why do I really need an M4 in my house? What am I going to do with it? And don't think about the bigger picture. Like, what if somebody comes in my house, steals my AR-15 or my M4, right, that's in my name, okay, and goes out and commits a crime with it? What happens then? Because it has happened before. Not just with those big type weapons, but it's also happened with small caliber weapons as well. We're not looking at the bigger picture. And as Christians, we have to look through the lens of God. We have to look at the bigger picture of how is this helping God's people? What is he going to do with God's people? Is it going to cause more harm or hurt to God's people, or is it really helping? Is me as a Christian, and by me bucking the system and doing all this and doing all that and all types of different stuff, is this bringing glory to God? Is this bringing glory to God? Because look, I'm gonna bring this up because this goes right along with what I'm talking about. Okay, we already know. I think it was January 6th. We already know what happened on that day. Okay, and there were some people that were there. There were wielding and running around and walking around with flags that says "God bless America." They were walking around with flags that says "Jesus Christ lives." Okay. At this particular incident. So you mean to tell me that Jesus Christ and God and Holy Spirit were okay where you were at that time? I'm just saying. Now, you may not have been doing anything that anybody else was doing, but you was there. You was in the vicinity. So you think that God wasn't looking down and looking and seeing, okay. Wow, you think Christ wasn't looking down and said, oh, okay, there was somebody got a flag that got my name on it, but why they in the midst of all this foolishness that's going on? So even when there are those things that go on when it comes to gun control, okay, those ones that are anti-gun control, okay, those ones that don't want gun control laws in place, and I'm talking about the Christians, the ones that walking around with the Jesus flags, and the ones that say God bless America, and all these things. I'm talking about those ones that are anti-gun control, and anti-gun control means they don't want no control. They just want it to be like the Wild Wild West. They don't want anybody to be able to go anything to buy anything they want and walk around with anything they want at any given time. That's what they want, and it doesn't make sense. We should be able to look at that from a standpoint of having common sense to understand that doesn't need to happen, that people just don't need to walk around with anything they want at any given time, walking around with three or four weapons at any given time. Why? Who are you afraid of that you got to walk around with an AR-15, the M4, and the pistol? Who are you afraid of? If you that scared of somebody, then you need to, there's somebody you need to go see. So as Christians, we need to stop fronting. All right, you don't need to have a, you don't have to go to a rally like you fronting with a sign that says Jesus lives. Yeah, Jesus does live, but what you're doing, Jesus is not approving of and is not pleasing to God. And Christians have to understand that when we do those things, all right, those things that again that goes against God's word is not pleasing to God, and God is not satisfied with that. All right, and again, I said sin is the problem. All right, and that's a moral and a spiritual issue. Sin is a moral and spiritual issue, and since the very beginning, like I said, people have been killing others, and with and without weapons, people have been killing each other. Incident between Cain and Abel, okay, picked up a rock. Yes, that's a weapon. That could be considered a weapon depending on where you are or what area of the globe you live in. Okay? But we got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this gun control issue is an issue of politics and philosophies. And anytime you mix church and state together, you have problems. Anytime you mix church and state together, you have problems. Why? Because everybody the state doesn't necessarily, all right, have a belief in Christ, all right? But the church, if you mix the church and the state together, you're going to get what we have right now. And a lot of churches, a lot of bodies are bringing in these political issues like gun control, and it's revving up the people, all right, that are there, that are talking about this gun control, revving them up and getting them pumped up and making them be anti-gun control and making everything a political issue, instead of the person, the leader, the angel of that church, instead of the angel of that church sitting down and saying, look, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many of you in you have guns, okay? I don't know how many of you have weapons, but if you have weapons, okay, I suggest that you do what the law tells us to do. That's what the angels of the church should be doing. Not ramping up and pumping up people to say, nope, if you got guns, you stand behind your constitutional right. You do X, Y, and Z, and they're going to have this rally, and we need to go as Christians and do X, Y, and Z. No, that's not what should be done. Talk to the people. Let the people know what the Bible says about guns. Let the people know what the Bible says about weapons. And really let the people know what the Bible says about obeying the laws of the land that you stay in. Obeying the laws of the land. That means every law. You have to obey it. And again, it goes back to what I said. If there's things, there's a lot of laws out there that contradict what God's word said. I got that. Okay? But if those laws don't apply to you, okay, then those laws just don't apply to you. You don't have to necessarily fall head over heels over that particular law. If it doesn't apply to you, like, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that law. I don't deal with that law. That has nothing to do with me, and I'm never going to have anything to do with that law. We got that. But again, we're talking about Christians who have guns, Christians who are avid gun collectors, Christians who just have guns for protection, people who Christians who keep guns and things like that. There are a lot of them out there, and again, it goes back to what the Bible. The Bible doesn't tell us that it's a sin to have a gun, especially when you're protecting yourself, when you have it for protection, or you go hunting, or anything like that. The Bible doesn't tell us that. But again, we have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody's listening, we have to realize that we have to make sure, we have to put in our minds right now, we have to make sure that those people out here that want to do harm to people don't have access to those things, those type of weapons. Again, can they get them if they really, really, truly want to get them? Yeah, they're gonna figure out a way to get them. They can get them on the black market. They can get them wherever they want to get them. Somebody's going to sell it to them. And a lot of times that is happening. A lot of times they're not going into pawn shops or stores and gun shows and getting these weapons. A lot of times they might be getting it on the black market. They might be getting it under the table or in the alley. They might be getting it that way. But that's what these gun control laws are gonna hopefully help prevent, that these type things from happening, where all this black market stuff can be brought to a halt. Because you think about it, there are a lot of convicted felons out here that are getting weapons. How are they getting it? They're not going into the store and getting it. They're not going to the pawn shop and getting it. They're getting it from the black market. They're getting it from Ray down the street, who's getting it from somebody else. That's how they're getting it. And then they're able to go and commit more crimes when they're not supposed to even have. So again, these laws are put in place to help these things. And who says, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, who says that I believe this, and I say this wholeheartedly, that God is in the midst of all these laws that are being brought up. God is right in the middle of that. There's nothing that goes on that God is not in the middle of, that God doesn't have eyes on, that God doesn't have a sense of understanding that this thing happened. God sees everything. God knows everything. So we have to understand that these laws that are coming in place, that could come in place, I don't know if they are or not, this gun control that's coming in place, this very well could be a way of God saying that I'm trying my best to save my people. I'm trying my best to help my people because right now it is out of control. Right now there's so much stuff happening. I'm trying my best to save my people from perishing and doing all types of crazy things to other people. God very well could be putting those things in place to protect God's people, not to hurt God's people. But what is happening is those who don't follow Christ and those who do follow Christ are bucking the system, ladies and gentlemen. We can't do it. All right, so again, it goes back to understanding the laws of the land and what the Bible says about obeying the laws of the land and what the Bible doesn't say about gun control, because you won't see it in the Bible. Amen. So look, ladies and gentlemen, again, this was more an educational type of a show on tonight. It was more of trying to get some information out there, all right? It wasn't one of my regular type shows where I have somebody on there and we talking about community and we getting down deep. I think this was something that really needed to be heard, and we got to understand the deepness of gun control, and it's all right, and I think it's important that we as Christians understand what gun control is, what it says, and why as Christians we should kind of get a better understanding of what the laws and what gun control is. I think as Christians, we need to get a better understanding. We got to see God first. We got to see God, especially if you're an avid gun owner. We got to see God and say, God, what are these laws trying to tell me to do? What is this gun control thing really doing? And the Spirit is going to show you. The Spirit is going to illuminate in your mind. It's going to illuminate in your spirit the reasoning behind this, the reasoning behind people are so avid about gun control, all right? The Spirit is going to illuminate that in your mind, and that's what we got to do. We got to seek God, we got to seek illumination, and we got to make sure that we get a good understanding of what goes on. Because God forbid, if you are an avid gun owner and you got an AR-15, you got M4s, you got all this stuff, and somebody breaks in your house and kills you with one of your own guns and then takes it. A criminal. Somebody who's not supposed to have. God forbid that happens. Okay? So look, ladies and gentlemen, hey, I appreciate y'all riding with me with this show. Again, it was deep. It wasn't one of the regular shows that I normally do, but everybody who's looking at it later, hey, I appreciate you. Definitely big shout out to TBV Radio Network, always. We got Pastor Chris Newton, who's always behind the scenes, working for everybody, making these shows what they are. Making these shows live and in full effect. Appreciate Pastor Chris Newton, TPV Radio Network, for that. Again, look, check out Light of Hope Fellowship Ministries on the Daily Gospel Network. Daily Gospel Network every Monday at 4 a.m. I want to say it's Central Time Zone, ladies and gentlemen. I'm thinking of it might be Eastern Time Zone, but 4 a.m. on the Daily Gospel Network is here every Monday. And I know you're not going to get up at 4 a.m. Somebody's probably not going to get up at 4, but that's all right. You can check us out on the replay. We'll have a replay up on Facebook. Our Friday and Sunday service, we got service coming up this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. live on Facebook. Check us out. You'll see more information on that. Again, that's on the Block Community Outreach. We're out there. Our next, let me say this before we get off. Let's on the Block, the Keep It Pushing Virtual 5K. Look, to Keep It Pushing Virtual 5K. All proceeds of this 5K is going toward our Matilda Wright Johnson Fight Against Colon Cancer Memorial Scholarship, and it's going to our mobile food pantry. So look, how to sign up, is on our Facebook page. It is a virtual 5K run, walk, or ride. You can run it, you can walk it, you can ride your bike. Check it out. Sign up. $20. It's a $20 registration fee up till May 15th. After May 15th, up to the May 22nd, which is the day of the 5K, $25. So look, go sign up. All the proceeds are going toward a good cause. And lastly, hey, don't forget June 26th. We're going to be out at the Corpus Cove Housing Authority doing our food distribution out there. Again, you're going to see more information about that. So look, you already know, ladies and gentlemen, it's your brother, your cousin, your one and only nephew. It's Pastor Byron Sago, Light of Hope Fellowship Ministries. Lessons on the Block Community Outreach. Real talk here on the TPV Radio Network. I appreciate you. And look, I'll see y'all Sunday, 6:30 p.m. live on Facebook. One love.
You cause the dice to land. I'm in control of nothing. Follow you at any cost. And some call it sovereign will. All I know is you the boss. And man, I'm so at ease. I'm so content. I play the background like it's an instrument. When I'm in your will and trust your word. And I know I'm dangerous when I trust myself, my vision blurred. And I ain't got no time to...
TPV Radio, Central Texas.